Welcome to the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Today is Wednesday, June 15th, and happy birthday to actress Courtney Cox, who's 58 years old today. I'm Dan Ratcliffe, and here are your top stories brought to you by Peggy Slappy Properties. A local NFL player is hosting a free kids' football camp this Friday in Sugar Hill. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is vowing to raise teacher pay in Georgia to a minimum of $50,000 a year. And Mill Creek High School's Jamal Anderson, son of the former Atlanta Falcons star of the same name, has committed to the Clemson University football program. Plus, community reporter Matt Golden will get an update from the Gwinnett Stripers. These stories and more are coming up on today's episode of the Gwinnett Daily Post podcast.
Play ball!
Hi, I'm Peggy Slappy with Peggy Slappy Properties. We are ready to make the play and help you find your next home. Serving Gwinnett County for 40 years, our veteran lineup will help make shopping for a new home a grand slam. Call us at 770-271-5555 or check us out online at psponline.com.
Whatever your real estate need, our team of experienced professionals is here to serve you. Buying and selling a home is more than just a transaction. It's our priority. Peggy Slappy Properties is a trusted market leader in the greater Gwinnett area for 40 years and counting.
Ready, down.
For the second year in a row, Carolina Panthers defensive tackle Derek Brown and Gwinnett County Sheriff Kebo Taylor are teaming up to help local kids hone their football playing skills. The Derek Brown Foundation, the Gwinnett Sheriff's Office, and the NFL Players Foundation will host a free youth football camp for kids ages 8 to 17 from 5 to 8 p.m. on Friday at E.E. Robinson Park in Sugar Hill. Derek Brown graduated from Lanier High School before going on to play football at Auburn University and eventually in the NFL, where he joined the Carolina Panthers in 2020. He's approaching his third season in the league. Anyone who's interested in signing their kids up for the camp is asked to RSVP in advance by signing up online. You can find that link at GwinnettDailyPost.com. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams is vowing to raise teacher pay in Georgia to a minimum of $50,000 a year. The current minimum teacher pay rate is $39,092. Abrams called for fully funding education in the Peach State during remarks Sunday as she was endorsed by the Georgia Association of Educators, the state's second largest teacher organization.
And my intention is to not only recognize the importance of their salaries, but to make certain that they have the supports they need, that we reduce their class sizes, that we reduce high-stakes testing, that we invest in paraprofessionals in those classrooms who also make a living wage.
Abrams' plan also would raise average teacher salaries from $62,500 to $73,500, moving Georgia from 21st in the nation in teacher pay to 10th. Republican Governor Brian Kemp has increased teacher pay in Georgia by $5,000 since taking office in 2019. The raises came in two installments, $3,000 in 2019 and the other $2,000 this year. The Gwinnett Coalition is planning to celebrate its partners who helped with the Gwinnett Cares effort during the COVID-19 pandemic later this week. The Coalition is set to host a Gwinnett Cares celebration on Friday morning at New Mercy's Christian Church on Five Forks Trickham Road in Lilburn. Breakfast and an opportunity for Gwinnett Cares partners to reconnect will begin at 7:30 a.m. and the celebration itself will begin at 9 a.m. Gwinnett Coalition CEO Renee Bird Lewis, County Commission Chairwoman Nicole Love Hendrickson, Gwinnett County Public School Superintendent Calvin Watts, Community Foundation of Northeast Georgia CEO DePriest Waddy, and other community leaders will reflect on what Gwinnett Cares accomplished during the pandemic. The coalition will also hand out its inaugural Gwinnett Coalition Changemaker Award during the celebration. The award is designed to recognize someone whose actions demonstrate how forging a collective effort can benefit the community.
Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for a new groundskeeper. If you're a high school graduate with skills for landscape maintenance, mowing the lawns, pruning plants, and other such tasks, this job may be for you. A Georgia driver's license is required. Pay rates go up to $23 per hour based on experience. You can make up to $47,000 a year and enjoy the freedom of working outdoors. You can work year-round and make full-time money, plus have your pick of the best in-class benefits to support you and your family. GCPS makes a generous employer contribution, making benefits affordable. For more information and to apply, please go to gcpsjobs.org. Click Apply Now and search for job ID 78140. Again, gcpsjobs.org. Apply now, job ID 78140.
988. Starting July 16th, that is the number you need if you or a loved one is in a mental health crisis. The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline is moving to 988. Dialing a simple three-digit number for suicide prevention and behavioral health crises will make it easier for Georgians in crisis to access the help they need and decrease the stigma surrounding suicide and mental health. The 988 dialing code will be available for call, text, or chat starting on July 16, 2022. Callers will be connected to a trained staff member who can help address immediate needs and connect the callers to care resources 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. That number is 988. This message brought to you by Guide, Inc.
On my honor,
I will try
to serve God and my country,
to help people at all times,
and to live by the Girl Scout law.
I will do my best to be honest and fair,
friendly and helpful, considerate and caring, courageous and strong, and responsible for what I say and do, and to respect myself and others,
respect authority, use resources wisely,
make the world a better place,
and be an assistant to everyone.
This past Friday, the 41st edition of the Girl Scouts Lilburn Day Camp came to a close, also marking Lynn Risher's final return as camp director. Lynn said, quote, "I'm stepping down and letting some younger folks do it." Lynn has worked the camp for 18 years, with 11 of those years serving as director. She's retiring as camp director, but already has a job for next year, working with camp aides, the teenagers that help out with the different units. The Lilburn Day Camp for girls in the metro Atlanta area aged 3 to 18 is a week-long dive into activities, crafts, hikes, and togetherness at Lilburn City Park. Although the camp, which this year sported the theme Game On, has hosted as many as 400 girls and 100 volunteers in the past years, this year's extravaganza was slightly smaller, but all signs point to continued growth. Mill Creek's Jamal Anderson, son of the former Atlanta Falcons star of the same name, has committed to the Clemson University football program. The 6'4", 200-pound linebacker, a rising senior, earned first-team honors from the Touchdown Club of Gwinnett last season, as well as All-State honors from the Georgia Athletic Coaches Association after helping the Hawks to the state quarterfinals. He finished with 78 tackles, 4 sacks, 2 interceptions, and 5 pass breakups. Jamal is a 4-star prospect and the number 17 prospect in Georgia, according to the 247sports.com composite rankings, which have him at number 173 nationally. And now community reporter Matt Golden and the Gwinnett Stripers' Dave Lazat sit down to talk some baseball.
And we're back with Dave Lazat from the Gwinnett Stripers. And Dave, how have things been going with the team?
Going good. We're on the road right now in Jacksonville, Florida. We have won 2 of the first 3 games. Pitching's been really good for us. Waskari Noah threw 7 no-hit innings in the first game of the series. We won that game. Pitching's been great. Bullpens look good. Starting rotation's been sharp. We're starting to get some timely hits. Had a couple of home runs. And a tough place to hit home runs here in Jacksonville. Ryan Castile coming off his biggest game of the year, had a homer and 3 RBIs. So things are trending in the right direction. Stripers a game over 500 at 29 and 28.
Awesome, awesome. So once the season finishes up this weekend, they'll be back at home, I understand, right?
Right. We're back home for a week against the Indianapolis Indians. That's the AAA affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates. They'll be in town from Tuesday, June 14th, all the way through that next Sunday, which is June 19th. So we've got another great week of promotions. Wednesday, June 15th, it's our Wet Nose Wednesday. So fans can bring their dogs to the bank and upgrade to the doggy bag. You get a ticket, a hot dog, and a Striper's dog bandana. That's just $14. We'll play as the Sholo State Gwinnett once again on Wednesday for MILB's Copa de la Diversión. Thursday, June 16th, we've got a big promotion. We've got our third annual Pride Night at the ballpark. Fans can purchase a Pride pack and they'll receive a ticket and the choice of a Striper's Pride hat or cape. So looking forward to having another Pride Night here at the ballpark that's paired with a Thirsty Thursday, sponsored by Michelob Ultra. So we'll have the 12-ounce domestic beers for just $2 each, presented by Michelob Ultra. Friday, we've got Outdoors Night. So another great theme promotion for fans. We're celebrating everything about the outdoors, obviously being the Stripers. We're well in tune with that, followed by fireworks for Fireworks Friday. Saturday, we have another Sholo State Gwinnett Black Cap giveaway. We gave that out earlier this year. This is the second half of that promotion. So the first 1,500 fans can pick up that cap, courtesy of Georgia Power. Very sharp looking cap. I've seen a lot of fans and even staff wearing it around. Looks pretty neat. And then we wrap it up on Sunday with really a big day. We've got Father's Day. So we've got a pregame barbecue on sale right now that you can bring your dad to as part of the game. We've got post-game catch on the field, weather permitting, as part of that as well. So you can bring your dad down to the ballpark, treat him to the pregame barbecue, play catch with him after the game. Awesome day for dads. It's also Juneteenth, so we'll also celebrate that. And then it's Sunday Fun Day, so that's presented by Georgia United Credit Union. So post-game kids run the bases, weather permitting, as well.
That sounds like a fun week, and I say it all the time, but I love how the Stripers are really committed to being everybody's team. And this week, I think, is showing that more than other weeks, just because, I mean, you've got Pride one night, you've got Sunday where you're going to have Father's Day, you're going to have Juneteenth celebrations. I mean, that's just a lot going on. And so did I hear you correctly say you get a Pride cape?
Yes, if you purchase the Pride pack, you have your choice of a Pride cap or a Pride cape. So the cape's got, I believe it's got the Stripers logo and rainbow colors on it. So it's pretty neat. Again, another great thing that we hand out to fans. And like you said, you know, really we're a ballpark for every type of fan. Every night of the year, we've got something different going on. We've really jammed a lot into this next homestand, being now the kids are off from school for summer break. So we really want to have different reasons for folks to come out every night. And that's definitely this week for sure.
That is neat. And I don't think I'd ever heard of a cape giveaway or a cape ticket package. That's really neat. And, you know, I love the Stripers doing the Pride events, and baseball in general seems to have really embraced it, being the sport that is played during June. So I think that's been great. And that's exciting just to hear all this coming up.
Yeah. In fact, the game we played last night in Jacksonville was their Pride night. So you're seeing a lot of the minor league teams. I think nearly all of them are doing some sort of Pride night. There's some teams that are doing multiple nights. So that's really been a core goal of minor league baseball and all the teams in minor league baseball, to really have the inclusive nights. You know, like you said, the Pride nights, Juneteenth, anything and everything that we can do to get all types of fans out, to show them that baseball's for everybody, to make everybody feel welcome at the ballpark. And, you know, that's obviously our goal, and hopefully we're achieving that. Tickets on sale now at GoStripers.com.
Fernbank, one of the most popular and iconic cultural attractions in Atlanta, is home to the world's largest dinosaurs, Atlanta's biggest movie screen, and one of the largest assemblages of urban Piedmont forest in the United States. See science brought to life through immersive programming and unmatched experiences that encourage a greater appreciation of our planet and its inhabitants. Visit fernbankmuseum.org for tickets and a list of upcoming events. Fernbank Museum, things to see, things to do, things you won't believe. Gwinnett County Public Schools is looking for high-quality educators just like you. Do you have what it takes to shine in Gwinnett County Public Schools? Register today for the Educator Connect Career Fairs. District administrators from the GCPS team will be conducting interviews to hire talented teachers in all subject areas and grade levels for the 2022-23 school year, and district contracts will be offered. The next interviews will be held on June 15th, so the deadline to register is June 14th. Candidates interested in scheduling an interview must be certified or will be by July of 2022. Interviews will be held at the J. Alvin Wilbanks Instructional Support Center. To be considered for an interview, complete the online application under the Careers tab at gcpsk12.org.
Thanks for listening to today's Gwinnett Daily Post podcast. Did you know over 50% of Americans listen to podcasts weekly? Be sure to join us for tomorrow's episode and share us on social media with your friends and family. You can also add this podcast to your Alexa Flash Briefing or your Google Home Briefing. And remember to like, follow, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. This podcast is a production of BG Ad Group. Darren Sutherland, executive producer. Jeremy Powell, creative director. Jacob Sutherland, director. Producers Jason Gentarola and Matt Golden. And Kezia May, copywriter. All rights reserved.
Making your weekend plans? There's never a dull moment in the DTL. Visit the historic Lawrenceville Square or one of our more than 20 unique restaurants and eateries, breweries, and eclectic shops. Enjoy an outdoor concert or movie at the Lawrenceville Lawn, an Aurora Theater show at the Lawrenceville Arts Center, multiple brunch options, the Slow Pour Sunday Market, and so much more. Visit downtownlawrencevillega.com for a full events calendar, helpful links, and details. That's downtownlawrencevillega.com.
The Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival is back at the Fox Theater. The 2022 Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival schedule kicks off on Friday, June 17th at 7:30 p.m. with the 50th anniversary of The Godfather.
You said you'd come into my house on the day my daughter's to be married and you asked me to do murder.
After opening night, the festival will have early and evening shows. June 18th, enjoy Saturday morning cartoons at 10 a.m. and come back for Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark at 7:30 that evening.
There's a big snake in the plane, Jack!
At 7:30 p.m. on June 24th, join the Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival for the 80th anniversary of Casablanca.
He's looking at you, kid.
June 25th will play host to Coco at 2 p.m. and the 45th anniversary of Saturday Night Fever at 7:30 p.m. Plus, there will be a disco-themed after-party in the Marquee Club presented by Lexus. Discounted general admission tickets for the 2022 Coca-Cola Summer Film Festival are on sale now at foxtheater.org.
You can't tell me.